Blog Talk Radio.
Poetic words seasoned just right to flavor your taste buds.
The words are the new Viagra that keeps you up, channelizing your soul into submission. Sensual and sexy as her poetry acts and answers questions you are scared to approach. Who is she? She is LSO, an erotic poet.
Good evening, good evening, good evening, everybody. Welcome to the LSO Treat Show. Ow! As y'all see, I'm having a party all by myself. Listen, listen, listen. Welcome to the LSO Treat Show. I am LSO, the founder and owner of Treats and Things LLC and LSO exclamation point. I am an HBCU undergraduate and a master's summa cum laude graduate. Yep. And that's just some of the backbones of my educational hashtag, love yourself. hashtag my LSO journey. Brooklyn's own LSO is not just an author of the product line of three self-published, erotic books. There's so much more. Add inspirational empowerment speaking, writing, advising, spoken word artist, and actress. Yeah, you know, hashtag organically. LSO was told to do big things. Hashtag I am holding on to that statement. I'm comprised of many talents with the masters of all and no regrets. I so enjoy each and everything that I do. Let's not forget the host of the Lawless Radio LSO Treat Show. Yes, LSO has a talk show with more on the horizon. LSO has that creative diversity that captures you, and her no judgment zone allows you total liberty of being yourself. And her work is best created with the intent of helping you to relate and or reminisce. In your mind, the work can be a combination of fantasy and truth. Either way you care to enjoy it, it's all up to you. LSO ignites your soul to surrender, to enjoy the known and the unknown, or your senses captivated and you are loving it. In her work, she is in total control. In her space, her imagination encourages your truth, the escape to pleasures beyond your imagination. LSO vows to keep her creative juices flowing, so that you can experience the displays of the words written and or spoken. So come along for the ride, pun intended. LSO never disappoints and promises limitless possibilities. So are you ready for tonight's show? If not, it's time to get ready for this evening's topic. 2022 closeout. So much more on the horizon. Note, these are our personal and or research opinions, so get ready to call in and confess your research. Remember, the Lawless Radio LSO Treat Show is a safe space and a no-judgment zone where your confessions and research are welcomed. Transparency at its best. So call in with your questions, and remember, a spanking may be necessary. But don't worry, LSO have the paddle and the whip ready. You know me. You know, she don't do the show by herself. She has a rider with her, shot caller. His name is called D. Smith of Get This D. You know, he's from the Chi-Town, so you know, Chi-Town BK. So we call it, well, I call it the NY Chi combo. You know, that's how we do it here. This evening, he's going to come on a little late because he's also host on radio stations in Chicago in his town. So tonight is their Christmas party or something like that. So he said he's going to come and do his little cameo, give his love to all those who supported us along this journey. And we so appreciate each and every bit of it. I see a couple of people on. I don't know the numbers, but, you know, tonight, I'm randomly picking people so they can come on tonight and, you know, talk to me. Well, it would have been talk to us, but, you know, since he's not here, come on and talk to me. And also what I'm going to do tonight for all those who chose to be a part and coming in and partying with me and having a good old time with me. Tonight, I'm going to do a drawing, and I'm going to send one of my products to, I don't know, whoever I pick out the hat or bucket or whatever you want to call it. I'll do it live so y'all can see me actually drawing it so you don't think I'm cheating or I'm cheating someone out of winning something from LSO. So, you know, it's just a little thing for participating and coming along for the ride as we so enjoy each and every one of you and, you know, being about what we do. You know, one of the things I did ask, I asked just a couple of questions in the group just to get some participation, and also I wanted, you know, those to come on and speak their piece. So what I'm going to do is, you know, I'm going to bring a couple of you on. So if I randomly choose you, you better answer. That's right. I'm saying yes, 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 you, and you, all of you. If I call the last four digits, don't back out. Just come on and, you know, give me some love. Talk to me. Don't have me talking to myself or talking to y'all the whole entire night. You understand me? I want y'all to join in on the celebrations. If you haven't done it already, get your snacks, get your drinks, and come back and, you know, we're going to have some fun on the radio. What y'all say about that? I know y'all ain't got nothing to say, but this is what we're doing. Okay, question. What has worked for you this past year that you will carry forward? Now, in the group, I had a gentleman put consistently praying, reading 30 minutes a day, gym life 4 to 5 times a week, and when I'm working at night, at least go on the weekends. Another gentleman put, not a damn thing, LOL, got to scrap and restart. A young lady put, saying no without an explanation. No is a complete sentence, and I started to treat it as such. Another one, taking care of thine self. You know, that's very important, and mental health is very important. And mental health is not the same as mental illness, so don't get it confused. So if you feel that you need to take a mental health day, be it you work in a corporate office, if you work for yourself, or whatever it is you do, take that time to yourself, because we all deserve to be happy. We all deserve to have that means of peace, because without it, you will drive yourself crazy. And that's the last thing you want to do is drive yourself crazy when, you know, you need a mental moment away from everything, everyone, even if that means putting your phone on silent or putting your phone on do not disturb or removing yourself from social media, because, you know, social media will suck you in. It will suck, not only will it suck you in, it'll hold you, put a grip hold on you, and you can't do anything else but that. Especially, you know, TikTok, you go on TikTok and you go scrolling, or you just put in, you go on one and then the next one to play and the next one to play and the next one to play. And when you're trying to get out, trying to exit out, it's going to show you 5 more random ones before you can actually exit out. So, you know, don't get caught up in that hype, and you can't maneuver. And another young lady put, focusing more on myself. Again, now is the time to be about self. And when you do that, it's not that you're being selfish, because you're not being selfish when you're taking care of yourself. More people need to begin to do that, because in doing so, it allows you that freedom, and it also allows for that mental health. When you begin taking care of yourself, that's a part of taking care of your mental health. You have to get yourself right, get your mentals in order. And if people or anyone tell you that you're being selfish because, oh, you're taking a day to yourself, or, oh, you don't want to answer your phone, or, oh, you're not answering emails, or, oh, why are you not going out with me, and all those whatever, whatever, whatever. Notice all of those depend on you and somebody else, but it's what somebody else wants you to do with them or for them. None of that puts you first. Begin putting you first, and by default, others is going to fall by the wayside, or they're going to join on your bandwagon. Begin setting boundaries for yourself so that when you set boundaries, people have no choice but to adhere to your boundaries so that, you know, you can be productive. You can get to be about you. You can live. You can enjoy it, and you won't feel so boggled where everything is, I have to do this. I have to do that. You're on a schedule. You can't miss this. When are you going to take time for yourself? And stop giving yourself the end of whatever you have left. Because I used to do that. I used to give myself what I have left. And I end up missing out. Why? Because by the time I gave myself what I had left, the only thing I had left to do was to go to sleep or to get some rest or whatever. But it wasn't as fulfilling as what I had given everybody else. And that story of put your mask on first, let me tell you how real that story is. That is such a real statement. And I really didn't realize the impact that had until when I was burning myself out doing everything, doing this, doing that, going here, going there. And then that's when I realized to put your mask on first, how serious that statement is and the weight that it holds behind it. So, LSO, what has worked for you this past year that you will carry forward? Like I said, one, I'm setting boundaries. And setting those boundaries mean you will no longer have access to me as you used to. Because we get so consumed in doing everything else that, you know, it's taken for granted. People can visit you whenever they feel like it or call you whenever they feel like it, or pull you here and pull you there, and you can't do that. You have to set boundaries to say, no, I'm going to bed at this time. And people laugh at me when I'm like, I'm going to bed. And you'd be like, oh, it's early, it's 6 o'clock. Okay, I'm tired, and I'm going to bed. Oh, it's early, it's 7 o'clock. Okay, I'm tired, and I'm going to bed. And those are little boundaries that I have for myself. I also, I put my phone on Do Not Disturb from 10 p.m. to 7 a.m. Why? Because I don't want to hear my phone chirping. And my phone will chirp all night because, you know, all the notifications are on. So the phone is just going to chirp. An email come in, chirp. Something on social media, chirp. Somebody trying to call me, chirp. Or a message, chirp. When you're trying to sleep, all that chirping is disturbing you. So, you know, I suggest for you as well, set boundaries. Even if they're little ones, start making people appreciate your time and respect your time. And even on your job, because they'll wait to the last minute to ask you a question or send you an email or want some work from you, and they know that you get off at a certain time. Or they want to set a meeting the time that you're supposed to get off. Or they know lunch is usually between 12 and 2. People usually take their lunch. So why are you setting a meeting between those hours, between 12 and 2, when you know people are at lunch? So now you're mandating people to be in a meeting. And, you know, you don't want to be defiant, but in the same token, this is my lunch break, and I'm not going to be sitting on me eating, and this is my lunch break. I am entitled to have my lunch break. Those are just little things. So let me hear what some of you out there may have to say. The first caller on tonight, I'm going to bring you on because you was the first one on. You was ready. So apparently I know you have something to say. The last four digits is 6323. Hello, how are you? You were on with LSO. State your name and where you calling from.
Hello there, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Tawana. I'm calling from Delaware. How are you guys doing tonight?
How are you?
Oh, good. Fabulous. Well, for my thing for this year, I have learned to trust the process. Continue with the process. Trust the process. I used to start things and I would never finish it because I was afraid of the end result. Maybe I was gonna fail. Maybe it wasn't gonna work out. Maybe somebody was gonna think it was stupid or it was dumb. So I had to learn to say, Tawana, you have to trust what you're doing, because I'm more like a motivator speaker to a lot of people, a lot of my friends, and I tell them, well, if you wanna do something, you gotta keep going. You gotta keep going. So I had to teach myself, Tawana, you could tell them to do something and motivate them to move on to their next level of life. What about you? What are you doing for yourself? And my favorite line is, I'll figure it out. I'll be okay. And it got to the point where it was like, no, it's time to figure it out now. What are you doing? What are you doing to make something different for you that you feel like, oh, I did this for me. I feel good. So I had to learn to say, yes, you can motivate others, but learn to motivate yourself and trust the process of the end result. Because when you continue to go for what you want, to just keep going no matter what. Don't look behind you, because once you start looking behind you and that distraction comes towards you, you forget what's in front of you and what you was focusing on. Don't look behind you. Keep going forward. And trust the process, because the end result will be the biggest thing you ever did in your life to say, wow, I did that. I did that. Like, I didn't believe I could do that. So I'm learning going forward from years on now, trust the process, because it could be the best thing that ever happened to you.
I like that. I like that. And you know what? I'm going to challenge you beginning tomorrow. Every morning when you wake up and you look in your bathroom mirror, you go and use the bathroom or you take your shower, whatever, I want you to look in the mirror and tell yourself something positive. Every single day. I don't care if it's the same thing every day, because maybe you're manifesting what you need to do, or if it's something different every day, or you recycle some of the things that you say. But every day, beginning tomorrow, when you get up, you look in your mirror, and you say something positive to yourself. And if you have several mirrors in your house, every time you pass the mirror, you say something different to yourself. So can I challenge you to do that?
Yes.
Okay. Now, tell me something that you enjoyed about the LSO Treat Show, or about writing in the group. Give me some feedback.
Well, what I like in the group is I see a lot of people going through a lot of similar things. Let me see. It's like, there was so many. Like with women and men relationships. Like, how can we talk to a man and how could we relate to a man being a woman? Like, what's the difference between speaking to a man or talking to a man? So it was like, this is the same thing, but it's not. Or this, was it listening to him, or it was something like that? It's not the same, because you can hear him, but you're not listening to him. When you're listening to his words. You understand what he's saying. But when you hear him, all you hear is blah, 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 because you're listening to something else. You got your mindset up for something else. So I like the fact that we give a lot of feedback on males and females, different relationship, how to handle different things. So, yeah, that's one of my things.
Well, thank you. I so appreciate you, one, calling in tonight and being a part of the show. and also participating in a group. And if at any time you feel you want to post something in the group, feel free to post something in the group. If I deem that it's going to be disrespectful to the guidelines and feel that Facebook will block us or, you know, I'll delete it and I'll inform you that, you know, I deleted it. But for the most part, we haven't had any violations. So thank God for that. We may have had one or two violations since we've been doing this. So that's a good thing. So,
right.
Again, thank you. And you have some homework to do. But this is not homework just to do just for tomorrow or just till the end of the year. This is homework for you to do for the duration. And watch how you start manifesting things in your life.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I'll take you up to that challenge.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I'm going to put you back on hold. All right.
Thank you.
I know my cousin's probably hear me singing. She's going to be like, didn't I tell you about singing? So what? What you going to do? What you going to do? Okay. Well, I'm going to bring another caller on before I have to go and play music. And yes, tonight I do have to play music, ladies and gentlemen. So don't be mad at me. But you know what? I'm playing some of the top songs that we usually play throughout the year. So you'll get to enjoy the music a little bit more. Okay. The last four digits is 1489. 1489, you are on with LSO. State your name and where you're calling from. Hello? Okay, 1489, I'll put you back on hold. It sounds like you can't talk. So thank you for tuning in. Greatly appreciate it. Okay, 4796, I'm about to bring you on. 4796, state your name and where you calling from.
Hello, LSO.
Yes. Hello.
Hi, my name
How
is Iris, and I'm calling from Brooklyn.
Meow. Meow. Hello,
Brooklyn.
Iris from Brooklyn. That is the supplier. Oh.
Yes. See how excited you get?
Yes. You just made me fan myself. Let me just let you know, FYI. I got to tell you something. I found some ONG. Girl. Ooh. But anyway.
Excellent.
What's something that you have enjoyed about the LSO Treat Show? Tell me something you enjoyed this for 2022. What have
I
enjoyed about this?
I enjoyed the fact that you have a lot of topics, a lot of different topics, and like the last caller said, that you can relate, and I like the platform that you have for people to express themselves without being judged. And then as they are speaking about it, you have other people going through the same things, experiencing it. And because these topics and conversations take place, they're able to get healing and they're able to see things in a different sight where they can say, oh, I now can do this. It's like a therapy, but yet a family where everybody can express themselves. So that's really, really great. And I love the fact that you allow platform, safe haven, space for men, because we always don't get the men to really converse and speak and express themselves and understand without saying, oh, and asking a few times or this and that. They spoke very freely. They spoke very comfortably. They spoke very openly. And that was really great, which got a lot of women on the page now who didn't think to say, oh, let me hear my man or my brother, cousin, whoever out. They now can say, when a man wants to speak, just sit back and let him talk. You will learn everything. And they will tell you, because they are telling you in conversations. They are telling you, but see, people pick up and hear and respond to what they want to. And the main thing, what they are saying, very simply, they let it go over the head, because why, they're not ready to accept a face. Always looking for that. So this is a grown folks, and it's definitely, definitely grown folks. definitely grown folks. I like also like the fact that the platform is open for different people with businesses, people who wanted to get started. You share information how to get started in the business, how to overcome objections, how to cope through just everyday things that you go in life. And like I said, it's adult conversations with no judgment at all, only positive feedback where you can take that, elaborate that on, and expand as needed.
Well, all right. I so appreciate that. Now, what has worked for you this past year that you will carry forward?
Oh, that's a big one for me. What has worked for me is to tackle, you know what, not take so much things that's said and I'm dealing with too personally, but to break it down and deal with it bit by bit by bit by bit, but just to keep on going until I conquer. And that's where I am now, because I'm dealing with certain things now that really is like out of my hand, but still part that I have to deal with. And I'm learning to cope with that, break it down, and work it slow by slow until I get it achieved. That's what. Yes.
Okay. Well, I thank you for tuning in and stay throughout the whole show. There will be some prizes given out. I'm not exactly sure how I'm going to do it, but, you know, you got to be on. You got to be in it to win it. So thank you so much, and I greatly appreciate it. And whatever you're going through, you got this, girl. Keep up the good work.
Oh, I got it. It's a done deal. I got it.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, y'all know how we have it all the time. I tell you, people be hitting me up, pick me, text, put me in, tag me in. Well, of course, you know, I received the message, pick me. So 4146, I'm about to bring you on with LS to the Izzo. 4146, state your name and where you calling from.
Good evening. This is the Vixen.
Good evening.
Calling from the BK. First, let me say good evening to both you and to Mr. D. Smith. It's great to hear you. I applaud you, LSO, Mabubula, because this show has grown so immensely. I'm almost to tears from where we started, where you started. We are your listeners, to where you are now. Initially, I thought we were going to talk about sex and all erotica. And I just love the way the show has grown. We've explored so many different topics from sex to suicide. And I applaud you, and I applaud your listeners, because everyone comes on now with a legitimate statement or question or whatever it is. So I applaud that. And I pray for continued growth. One thing that I definitely enjoy, as a couple of have said, is your men's panel. Brothers, you are something else. I mean, from your brother who said that he have his woman from 10 o'clock to 2 o'clock, I was like, I'm going to beat him up. But I realized that that's his truth. You know, and I just appreciate it. And the other brothers who just talk about their growth and about their humility and about being fathers and husbands and ex-husbands, the show has grown. So I applaud you on that. And I expect more in 2023.
All right. Okay, so what has worked for you this past year that you will carry forward?
I just appreciate seeing men in a different view, honestly, because speaking personally, when I see a man, it's always prejudgment. Like, I see this, so I expect this. And I'm learning that there's not a certain picture that I'm going to see that's going to be the man for me or the man for anybody. You know what I'm saying? Because he's a janitor doesn't make him less than the professor. So I'm learning to appreciate the man for who he is. I listen to Dee Smith, and he speaks a lot about that and the judgment and, you know, where men are and where they aren't and being a dad and being a single dad and all of that stuff. And it's not a certain package. So I'm learning that. I haven't learned it. I'm not a student yet, but I am learning. So I say that much.
Well, that's a good thing. And on that note, I've learned as well, because I try to narrow down what's the type of man that I like or that I look for. And I come to the realization I don't have a type, because when I had a descriptive type of the outer appearance of a male, no one in my past fit that description to a T.
I agree.
They may have had one, maybe two things of the outer appearance.
I'm sorry to interject.
What?
Do you think it's important, or should we get the women get rid of your list? Should we get rid of our list? Because I think we all have a list, whether we wrote it down or whether it's a mental list. Should we get rid of our list?
I think you should, because unless you're trying to manifest something particular. But even in trying to manifest what's on your list, you need to modify your list as often as possible or give some invention to it so that you're not ruling out what's really for you. Because if you go exactly according to your list, you may miss out on the man that was meant for you because he's not going to come in that full total package. Now, I'm not saying a woman or a man can't get the full package of the person that they're looking for. But what I am saying is going to be kind of difficult nowadays to get that full package because we all have flaws. We all fall short. Like I always say, I'm the perfect imperfect person because I'm unique and I come with a whole lot of flaws. Now it's up to you what of my flaws you can actually tolerate.
Good.
So
good point.
You may not necessarily get rid of the list totally, but amend your list so that you're including everyone and not singling out some people.
All right. Thank you for that tidbit, Missy.
Yeah. I will invoice you. Don't worry.
Yeah.
You'll get my
invoice me. Thank you. Please have a family discount. All right. Good night. I wish everyone happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Happy Kwanzaa. All right. Talk to you soon.
I'm going to put you back on hold.
All right.
Thank you so much. Well, ladies and gentlemen, y'all know how we do it. Y'all know I got to play music. I have to play music. Okay, how the heck did she just drop the call? I don't understand. But hold on, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to play some music, and I'll be right back.
I'm about to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. Drip, drip, dripping wet. See me in that body paint. I'm about to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. Glow in the dark at every color. Yeah, yeah. I'm about to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. Drip, dripping wet. When he see me in that body paint. I'm about to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. See me in that body paint. See me in that body paint. He said he didn't see it all, but I won't surprise him. We already tried them. Baby, you can't top them. You got me on the phone like you're about to have me open. That's when I set me in my crib around 7. I leave the door open, let me blindfold ya. About to take over, I'm ready to show ya. Something that you said you would need to take notes for. He saw me in a body paint, he was speechless. Showed him how fist painted on with his weakness. He's on the floor, begging me like Rover. Giving
picture. Shoot me on a video, show me on a split screen. Call up the publisher, put me in a magazine. Just to show the world the freaky things they wanna do to me. My glow in the dark, got him feeling X-rated. Took him back to preschool, so he can finger painted. Trying to cross the finish line, but I already made it. They call me Wonder Woman, cause I am the greatest. He saw me in a body paint, he was speechless. Showed him how fist painted on with his weakness. Dripping wet, see me in that body paint. I'm about to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. Throw in the dark at every color in his skin. I'm about to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. Drip, dripping wet when he see me in that body paint. I'm about to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. See me in that body, see me in that body. Yo, he say I'm so next level, it's ridiculous. Ain't no chick got nothing on you when it come to freaky shit. Baby, you clown. Join the circus, you're cutting like a 9 to 5, like the way you work. Should have been a surgeon, the way I got him slurring. Peeling off my body paint, got him speaking German. Please call a doctor, put him on the table. I think I just lost him, somebody get the cable. I'm about to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. Drip, drip, dripping wet, see me in that body paint. I'm about to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. Throw in the dark at every color.
Write this one out, sir. As dear Miss Sex. No, better yet. I'm gonna write this one out like dear Miss Beautiful. Cause I just wanna be your ballpoint pen in this one, baby. And I want you to be my paper. No. Better yet, I want you to be my scroll. And I write you beautiful, but sexy, but yet grown man-ish love letter. But not on pen pal status, baby. So listen to my words, honey. Just listen to my words. Okay. I want to be too damn good to you. And make your mama say he's too damn good to you. I want to fly you to the moon, stay in a one-way suite and get you home by noon. I'll even open the space shuttle door for you and strap you in and tell you how much I'm adoring you. And if I say I'll pick you up at 8, don't you worry about a thing, cause I'll never be late. Late night, creeping with any other girl, cause out of 6 billion, baby, you're my one and only world. And girl, I got the finance to afford your finance, but we can throw it out and just enjoy the romance. With no milk, baby girl, I want to spoil you. Then at night, lay you down, wrap and spoil you in my arms, cause baby, it is all for you. Sincerely, Mr. Too Damn Good to You. Baby, you my all and my everything. Filled up my life like decorations by Vera Wang. So I hope that you're listening, the best you ever had, baby. That's what my mission is. So I'm positioning to white out your X-Men. Not a ninth grader, but sure, I'll be your freshman. Cause you're my first thought, hear what I dreamt last. 2 lines in the road, the one that I can't pass. So why would I, even without a good eye, I can still see you be the one I do goodbye. So it's never goodbye, baby, I just see you later. When I hug your curls like the size of an Indy racer. So how could I ever go wrong with a steroid love? How we going so strong? So when they say that I'm just too damn good to you, I just tell them, nah, you're just too damn good to lose. Thank you.
choosing you wasn't the problem. It was when it got bad. Couldn't get through it. How the hell we gon' start it? Cause we're busy being mad, swimming in the toxic. And I'm trying not to drown in it. I had to follow the signs. I know where it's going, I'm already knowing it's time to move on. You already posting, you already ghosting, you already gone.
Messages that came in while, you know, the music was playing. One, the infamous message that I usually always get, which I find very hilarious, is about the music. She never wants to hear the music at all. She never wants to hear the music. She always got that damn music. But as you know, I have to play music. I have to play music because the part of the show is, the premise is, we're built on promoting, you know, indie artists. Some messages came in was like, "That thank you, that's my song." Yes, they were waiting to hear it. What I'm trying to do, well, I created a playlist of some of the music that's kind of like the favorites of mine as well as the listening audience. So I hope I'm doing good so far with, you know, giving y'all some of the favorite songs that y'all like played. And this message that came in, as when we left off with talking about a list. So a gentleman texted in and said, "Bullshit, throw that list away. No one is ever going to make the complete 100% of the list." And you're absolutely correct. I think he was very adamant. So now, ladies, you've heard it from a man who said, "Throw that list away." So, you know, I've been throwing my list away. I don't even have a list, but, you know, I do have some things that's in the back of my mind. But for the most part, I don't have a list because it doesn't work. And the reason why it doesn't work, because we're all flawed, and you're not going to find – if you find somebody 75% of your list, you're doing really, really good. You're doing really good if you can get that much. But it's hard. It's really, really hard. So, ladies, y'all heard it. A gentleman said, "Throw the list away." So those who are just tuning in, thank you for tuning in. I greatly appreciate it. Tonight is the closeout show for for this year, because next week we're not going to have a show. But if by chance I decide to do one, trust and believe, I'll let each and every one of you know. But, you know, give you a chance to spend time with, you know, family coming in from out of town or whatever. Give you time to spend time with your families. And tonight I'm interacting with all of my listeners that are on. So if I randomly choose you, don't not speak to me. Please just come on and talk to me, because I want to hear what you have to say, especially on this particular question I'm about to ask. Your most memorable LSO Treats Show moment. Well, a young lady put the guys panel, another young lady put O, and the credit guy, Kevin from Promethean. Well, ladies and gentlemen, what is your most memorable moment? But before I ask y'all most memorable moments, I'm going to recap some of mine. One, I like the men's panel. We just acquired doing that maybe a couple of months ago, where we're giving the men the opportunity to talk to us, and we're hearing it horse's mouth and not assuming what we think they're going to say. And a lot of times that's one of the issues, because women will ask the question, will ask the man a question, but will also answer the question for him, or will give the answer for him to reiterate back to us. And that may not be what he wanted to say, but because we already said it, he won't let us ride with it. So that's how that came about with the men's panel. And from that, we've had several different topics. We had some fun topics. We had some serious topics. And it's like a barbershop talk for the men. I just come in every now and again and throw a question out or throw into the arena what someone may have texted me or inboxed me, and I just step out to let the men talk. And ladies, if you remove yourself from the equation and let the man do all the pluses, all the minuses, all the divisions, all the square roots, we'll get every single answer we want, and we did nothing, because he's going to tell on himself. And when I say tell on himself, it be it good or bad or indifferent. But men will speak their truth, and they're going to say what it is that's on their minds and in their hearts. So, listen, let them talk. Another one of my favorites is Single and Sex in the City, because that's like a fun yet needed conversation. Because there's a lot of single people, and a lot of single people are not in places where they can meet other single people. I don't know how that happens, but the reality is that's how it is. And it's interesting to hear how someone is single and they're sexing the city, you know, not sex in the city, but sexing the city. And it's interesting to hear other people's point of views. Another one of my memorable moments is when we first started doing the men's panel, I purposely chose this person for the panel because I know him personally, and I knew he was going to cause the ruckus that I wanted, and he did exactly what it was I wanted, and that's just because that's the person he is. Now, not saying he's right or he's wrong. He may have been wrong for a lot of people because they don't deem things that way, but he's right in everything that he's doing because that's what he chose to do. And we can't be mad at someone if that's the life they chose to live and they're living it in abundance. You can't be mad at him for doing that. But that's okay, ladies. We're going to get our turn, because come next year, we're going to have an all-women's panel. And, of course, you know, LSO puts together the panels, and I put the panels together based on I know that people are not going to agree, and the dialogue from the panelists is going to give me what it is I'm looking for that's going to be presented to everyone who's listening in, and everyone is going to be able to get something from it. So I'm very, very particular about when I'm putting the panels together on certain topics. So, women, you're going to get your turn. Another one of my favorites is what women want, because a lot of times we say we know what we want and we really don't know what we want. And then when we bring the men in the mix, then we realize we really didn't know what we want. But listening to others, you kind of figure it out. And I love the credit, like someone had mentioned, Kevin Lewis of Promethean, getting your credit right. I actually started working with him to build my business credit. So I'm like in my final stages right now to get my business credit in order. And not only is he helping me with my business credit, he's also helping me with my personal credit. So pretty soon I will be identified as my businessman. Haha. Like Jay-Z said, he's a business, not a businessman. When you find out the difference between those two, then you'll understand what it is that I'm doing. And one of my all-time favorites, I forgot about this, cancer survivors. I had a couple of them on, and a very, very, very dear friend of mine, a sister, she came on, and she revealed to the world, because, you know, we are known all over the world. People listen to us all over, that she had cancer. Well, she's a survivor of breast cancer, and I was very honored that she chose my show, my platform, to reveal that and to help others who may have been dealing with cancer or caring for someone with cancer. So I greatly appreciate that. So that's some of my favorite shows. So I'm going to randomly come on and choose somebody. 0529, I'm about to bring you on. 0529.
Hey, Melissa.
Hey, boo.
Hey, I am Jay Mack's wife. And I'm calling to say I appreciate you. I love your show. I've been listening for quite a long time. I have almost every book, because somebody stole two of my books, so I had to reorder from you. But, you know, my favorite right now used to be Exotic Playground. Now it is Looking Into the Mirror. That one gets to the why. So I just wanted to tell you thank you for that book. I'm about to get one for a few of my little younger cousins. They need some guidance, and I need them to get to the heart of things that's really bothering them. So I think that's a great place to start. It opens conversations, too. Let me just let you know that. So I've had conversations about that book since I got it. So thank you for that. Hello?
Thank you. Yes. I'm seeing a teary-eyed. Thank you. I so appreciate that. Y'all know I'm a bag of water. We're Stacia Shirley. Get the bucket.
So let me tell you some of my favorite shows. Definitely the cancer one. I never had to deal with someone with cancer, but I did have to deal with someone that was sick. And I remember speaking with somebody at a clinic one day. I was with my grandma, and the lady was telling me, "I don't envy you." And I asked her, I was like, "What do you mean?" She was like, "My mom has cancer. Your mom has dementia." I said, "This is my grandma." She said, "Yeah." She said, "There's things that I can do to soothe her." She was like, "But there's things that can't be done to soothe your grandmother." She was like, "So I don't envy you." She said, "But I'm praying for you." And that kind of stuck with me. So when you had this show about cancer, it triggered a lot of things in me. Grief is not always, it doesn't always just go away. And so Sometimes you'll hear or see things and it'll trigger a memory or trigger an emotion. And that did it for me, but in a positive way, because it was like, even though I thought I healed from it, it made me go back and revisit certain things that maybe I thought I healed from and I hadn't. So I thank you for that show, definitely. Also, the men's panel was always awesome. As y'all know, my husband be on there. He's the ghetto one. J-Mac by way of Brooklyn, by way of Delaware, by way of he be doing too much, you know.
Leave him alone.
But they seem to love him.
Listen, no they judgment on this show.
They seem to love him, but, yeah. But it gives them a platform to be boisterous, to hear other men, for them to know that there are certain things in life that they haven't gone through alone. Sometimes men feel like when certain situations happen to them, they're in it by themselves. The men's panel has been able to open up conversation between him and I. Thank you, D. Smith. And it's also been able to have him have like a brotherhood to feel comfortable enough to talk about things that maybe happened to him or share with younger men. Because I noticed he's opened up dialogue more so with my son and his friends, you know, just sharing his experiences, trying to stop them from going down the same path or making the same mistakes. I mean, he's always talked to him, but it's been on a different level now. And then I kind of miss Miss K. I kind of miss her bugging out, you know, all the laughs and the giggles. That felt like sister talk, you know. So it's been quite a few shows. Oh, and Nia Monet, you know, she has arrived, darling. So her songs are everything. I remember at one of the pop-ups that you had, you know, yeah, LSO does a lot of pop-ups. Y'all need to check them out. It's a whole party. It's not just shopping and eating. It's a party. And so she was there, and then you had, like, somebody telling jokes and a DJ. Like, it was just a good time. But I'm so sorry. That's my dog. Hold on.
Hey, Bougie.
So
Bougie had something to say.
Yeah, she had something to say. She's like, I'm not letting LSO go out 2022 without me. So yeah, so it's been very memorable. I can even think back to certain shows with Soulja on there. Oh my God, like, you know,
all the way back to the beginning.
Yeah, I can remember so many different topics, and I can't just choose one is what I'm trying to say to you. It's just so many things that you have your hands in. I appreciate your platform that you give to up-and-coming artists, the mentorship you give to entrepreneurs, the platforms that you give entrepreneurs, the sponsorships that you give to us entrepreneurs. I really do appreciate you. I know there's a lot of rooms that I personally, me and my husband, our businesses would not have been able to come through the door had it not been for you and some others, but you know. So we just want to say thank you. We appreciate you. Keep doing your thing. You know, if you need us, just call us. We there always. I tell you, I have you on the pole all the time, you know. But I appreciate you, and I thank you.
Well, thank you. You know, I'm over here tearing up. But a message came in. It says, ask her if she wrote a review on the book. Have you written a review on the book?
Not yet, because I'm still finagling through it. It is a short book, but it has a lot of things in there. You need your notebook. You got pages in there that you can write, but you definitely need a sidebar notebook so you can, when that book is finished, you can go back and start doing the work. Like, that's a why book. We gonna get to the why in that book. So you got work to do. You got homework to do. You know, if you're serious about fixing yourself or, you know, changing some past patterns, you're definitely gonna have some homework to do. So, I mean, not yet, but the review is coming. I can't review half of what I know. I need to review the thing as a whole. But so far, so good. You know, so I completely thank you. I plan on sharing it with my 19-year-old son because I figure if he can go through and see what needs to be adjusted, changed, or fixed at 19, when he gets 25, we won't have broken people, you know. So I thank you for that.
Okay, and one more question. Okay, the book that she's talking about, J. Max White is referring to with my latest book, Everybody Thinks LSO is Just Erotica, and I try to explain to you I'm more than just erotica. Yes, erotica is under the umbrella, and my first three books was erotica, but the last book was something totally different, a reflection, a transparency book. And like she said, it gets you to your why. And when you find out your why, then you can put a whole lot of other things into perspective because things will start lining up for you. But one more question, and then I'm going to move right along. What has worked for you this past year that you will carry forward with you?
Oh, definitely getting to the why. There was a lot that I was carrying, didn't even realize that I was carrying it around. Different things have transpired in my life since COVID, almost losing my husband, death of family members, very, very close family members, reuniting with family and trying to navigate through that. It's been a lot, losing some friends, gaining some friends, learning new people to see if they're worthy of being friends, you know. So it's just a lot. And it's not always them per se. There's some, it's a phrase in your book. I'm trying to think of it, but it's escaping me. But basically, it's inward looking. Like, what is it about me that I need to fix, that I need to work on, that I need to correct so that I can be a better version of me? So this way, when I present myself to other people, there's no misunderstanding about who they're getting and who I'm presenting, because it's more of a self-reflection than it is of how people perceive you, you know? So I'm learning that from your book. And I think it was a guy that also did a book prior to yours. I'm not sure his name, but he was on your show. And I had, read highlights and stuff of his book. And, I mean, both of them are excellent. I plan on ordering it, but I don't have the information. So maybe if you can put that on the group chat, that I would appreciate. There I go. I got you on the poll again.
On the poll again.
Yeah, I definitely enjoyed it, but I lost the information. I lost, you know, the highlights of his book. But I definitely, this 2023 is going to be the year of me, you know, and so that's what I'm working on. I can't fix nobody else but myself, and I want to go through the remainder of my life knowing that I did the work, right? And that's just where I am right now. That's my mindset.
So much, J. Mac wife. I'm about to put you back on hold. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Ho, ho, ho. Yes, I'm calling some of you out. Just jokes. Y'all know it's all love. The book that she's talking about, my latest book that I wrote, it's called Looking Into the Mirror, Introducing Self to Me. And this is a reflection book. It's very transparent. If you are not ready to be transparent with yourself, then you may want to take it real slow. Take each chapter as it is. And even for myself, I'm taking it slow in doing it, in doing the work, because I think I'm going into my subconscious. Because originally when I had planned format of what the book is, when I originally did it, it was more or less because D. Smith and I, we were talking in reference to dating and how you should go about questions of asking questions, you know, when you start out dating. And that's how those questions actually came about for the most part. And then one day, it was on a Sunday, this epiphany, bing, I'm in the shower, doo-doo-doo. And I couldn't get out the shower fast enough so I can write all these thoughts down, because when I tell you the thoughts was in my head, they was just like clashing and bumping up against each other. So I'm writing in one place, and I'm texting in my notes in my phone, and then I'm also speaking things out, and my phone is interpreting what it is that I'm saying, because I had stuff all over the place, and I need to get it out, and I need to get it out now.
And it just so happened when I went to work the next day, my system wasn't working. I could not do any work. All what I could do, I did. But, of course, you know, nowadays you need your computer to actually work. So within that time, I utilized that time. And what I did in 3 hours, I wrote this, my latest book. And in order to get that particular book, you have to get it directly from me. It's not on Barnes & Noble. It's not in Barnes & Noble. It's not on Amazon. It's not anywhere else. You have to go directly to Treats N, the letter N, Things LSO. That's TreatsNThingsLSO.com. Or, you know, if you have my number, you can text me. You can call me. You can inbox me. You can smoke signal me. In order to get that book, you have to come directly through me. So let's see. We have some other callers on. Let's see who else I'm going to randomly pick. Let's go back to this 1489 because I'm curious to know who number this is. 1489. You're on with LSO. The last four digits of the number is 1489. You really don't want to talk to me today? Or is it that you're just busy, you can't talk? Okay, well, thank you for listening in anyway. I greatly appreciate it. Okay, 9937. I'm about to bring you on with LSO. 9937. You're on with LSO. State your name and where you're calling from.
Greetings.
Greetings, my dear. How are you?
I'm good. How you don't remember my number, girl?
listen.
I love your show.
You know, I deal with numbers all day. So I'm like, okay, the number looks familiar now. Who is it? But you know, immediately I caught on to the voice.
Okay, girl.
I caught on to the voice. Hello, my diva love. How are you?
I am so good. It is always wonderful when I tune in. And I want to thank the sister for sharing her insights about the book. Got me curious because we all need a little guidance regardless of where it comes from. So I appreciate that. Now I know.
Okay.
And I'm looking forward to the female panel next year, the year coming.
Okay, so you're saying you would be a part of the panel? Is that what you're saying?
I'm not saying that, girl, because you know me. I got a lot to say. But I am looking forward. I really appreciate the sister sharing the love. I'm definitely going to get the book myself.
Thank you. I appreciate it. But one question I want to ask you, what has worked for you this past year that you will carry forward with you?
Not to look in the past. Can't change it. Can't do anything about it. And reiterating it continuously does not help. That's my experience.
Wow. I so like that one. Ladies and gentlemen, y'all better rock with that one right there, because that right there said that spoke high, loud volumes right there. I like that. And that is so true. We tend to stay in the past that we don't get a chance to move forward because we're living in that moment. We have to get out of that moment because we can no longer do anything with it because it's gone already.
And then sometimes you might want to, not you might, I want to. I'm going to speak in the I. I want to move forward with my life, and sometimes you can't help family, you know, family members keep taking you back there, right? And earlier today, I had a conversation with my little sister, and she's definitely where I need to be, which is stop living in the past, because, you know, my mom, she pulls me back all the time, and And now that I'm aware of this problem that I have, she doesn't help by doing it. Because, you know, she's old now, you know, but
right.
She thinks I'm attacking her, you know. And I just, I'm just tired. You know, my children are in their 30s, and there's nothing I can change about anything. There's nothing, you know. And I just try to be kind with my mother and tell her that I can't, you know, I cannot do it anymore. I cannot do it anymore. And that's it. So I try to, in a very nice, calm way, reiterate that with her when I visit, because it's becoming it doesn't help me and it doesn't help her, because she doesn't like it when I do that, you know. But it's to help her as well. You're here and in the here and now is all I can do, you know, and look toward the future. And she can do the same, because I'm helping her in a way, you know, to stop doing it, because she's miserable.
Right.
You see? You know, so I just got a text from her granddaughter saying that, oh, she just called me. She called me yesterday, and I said, how did that go? You know, just, I said, Mom, if they don't call you, just pick up the phone. There's nothing I can do. Pick up the phone and call them. Yeah, so we'll see what I have to report.
Well, thank you so much. I greatly appreciate you tuning in. But stay to the end of the show. You never know what can happen. You never know. But thank you. And happy holidays to you.
You're welcome. And thank you. And happy holidays to everyone on the line.
Thank you.
All right.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, y'all know I got to play music. And if I get a text saying something about the music, it's going to be on and popping. You better not. But don't go anywhere. I got to play the music, and I'll be right back.
Well done. up, ladies? We would like to escort you this evening onto an adventurous excursion of pleasing. And oh baby, don't let your past men define you, cause we are not scared to wine and dine you. And oh no, we don't kiss and tell, but we see that you see that we will do it well. So hop on board of this flownetics train, and baby, I can guarantee you that life will never be the same.
Mr. Sexy, just wondering if you gon' let me get your 411, or maybe you just wanna text me. We can take it slow, Mr. South St. Pauli, in the ass like that can make Chris Reeves stand tall again. I hear all these goons with they hootin' and they hollerin', but I can light your neck, ears, wrist, and Neapolitan, cause you is my baby, and them other boys know what's up. And girl, I feel I'm the right worm for that apple butt, but enough's enough for this argument. My veterinarian, you rep me like a book, so I call you my librarian. And for this bad boy, you gon' have to be my disciplinarian. And you are my phoenix, which makes me a barbarian. I can get you out the hood, so call me your humanitarian. With me, it's all carrots to my little vegetarian. Until the day they bury him, them bedroom eyes got me on shook, and my soldier on surprise, because them bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it, cause the bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it, cause the bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it, cause the bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it to you.
I know she want me, her eyes stalk me, they all over me, and now they talking, saying I'm dirty, so please come wash me. She yelling at her clothes now, like get the hell off of me. I'm looking back now, my eyes won't back down. I'm so ready, my little man won't go back down. And she knows that, she feels it in her senses. I wanna be her prisoner and serve a life sentence. Her bedroom be in the background, the way she's staring at me, I don't know how I should act now. Her eyes looking sexy, her eyes look directly at me. Damn, I think her eyes just text me. I see that she sees that, I see the passion. We looking at each other, her eyes slow dancing. She in control now, I just wanna ride. Damn, shorty just hit me with some bedroom eyes, because some bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it, cause the bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it, cause the bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it, cause the bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it to you.
destined to be a legend. When I put together my first rhyme, assault with a deadly weapon was my first crime. Homie, I'm talking about a pen, not a tech nine. Oh, Lordy, I need some bubble telling. Keep these haters off me. I go to Taj Melon. The act is too bossy. I'm a big deal. Wake up and smell a coffee. I hope God forgive Rob for all the sinning. Don't listen, deep swimming is fine women. Smoke piffing, no tight, dust twisting. I'm like Popeye, I'm stronger with the spinach. Well, blow one down. Everybody clap your hands if you feel my sound. All the girls without a man, we can peel on now. You want a rag, let me feel your mouth. Full of Beckys and they all say I rock. Totally. Cowards think they holy when they holding heat. Anti-Christ bullets shattering your rosary. Them haters was supposed to be the older G's. Now we taking over, we who they supposed to be. We them future stars, next big thing. Hate them has-beens, hanging on a string. And I ain't talking about loose ends. I just wanna live, let me get my 2 cents. I'm a wildebeest, with a will to eat. I'd rather be laid up with a million freaks. Get in my back rub, in the jacuzzi, I'm too big for the bathtub. Lil mama, all I wanna do is have fun, and let me see you clap.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. Oh, I'm sorry. Let me tell you, behind the scenes, I was having conversations, and, you know, of course, I was singing. And I know I can't sing, but I'll be damned, I'm going to sing. Why? Because I want to. And sometimes I would sing my sentences. So I was behind the scenes with Jay Mack and his wife, and I said, I'm going to sing. He was like, okay, you go ahead and sing. Then I'm going to do my thing. I'm going to get on, and I'm going to start texting. So here I am now. He going to threaten me about me and my singing. But you know what? I'm not afraid of you, mister. I'm going to talk about you, and now you starting trouble going to come at me like that. I don't know what your problem is. Anybody scared of you? But anyway, moving right along. What would you like for LSO, for the LSO Treat Show to present you with in the future or in future shows? Well, we had a gentleman. Oh, I got a message that said tag me in. Okay, before I read the response of the gentleman, I'm about to tag him in. 4615. Dad, you're in.
Yo, what's good? Yo, what's good, LSO? The homie G Smith. And shout out. A salute to you, B. Yo, what's good?
What's good, baby? Talk to me.
Yo, listen, please don't say. You know what I'm saying? You know I love you like cooked food, but come on now. Come on now. Now, we're going to talk about some show stuff, too, but come on, man, B. You like Whitney after Bobby, you know what I'm saying? Where we was like, damn, we love her, and we're going to stand with you, but damn, girl, pass the mic.
You know,
Can we stay in no judgment zone?
But nah, as far as your show goes, yo, the show is dope. I'm a piggyback off of everybody, you know what I'm saying? Yo, the men's joint, fire. Fire hands down. Because y'all women got a chance to see men be a little vulnerable, speak about some things, and y'all see is when guys get together, we ain't just talk, oh, this bitch got a fat ass. Nah, it ain't all that. It ain't all that. We got brains. We think. We speak intellectually and all that.
Okay. Well, I'm glad y'all are doing other than that.
You know what I'm saying? Because in my mind, I feel that's what all females think when guys get together.
Well,
it's automatic.
We
talking
that.
About broads. You know what I mean? Like, hey, dang it.
But, you know, sometimes y'all know what y'all be doing. So sometimes, you know, but not all women think that. But in some cases, yes. Yes, we do, because we actually hear it.
My bad. And for the homie, hold on, I almost forgot. Yo, this is J-Mac from Harlem, by way of Brooklyn, out of Delaware. Boom, yo, I had to do it one time. You had to.
Vixen, the charity, he did it for you. He did it. She loves it when you do that. She loves it. She loves it. Okay, so what other than the men's panel, what other show have you enjoyed, or what show would you like to see going forward?
Okay, so another joint that I enjoyed, which was fire too, homie with the credit, Mad Knowledge, dropped Mad Jewels. it was dope. Like, bunch of knowledge that everybody used and not everybody knew, you know what I'm saying? How to go about to do certain things, or that you can go about to do certain things to clean up your credit that way. That was one joint. Then there was another joint with
there's another
joint, like one of the beginning shows with your boy Soldier playing in the sandbox getting dirty. I'll never forget that, because I'm like, yo, B, that's all you. You know what I'm saying? That is all you.
Okay, so what's something you would like to see going forward on the show? What show
would you like to see, and I would. You got to do it first, though. You get your women's panel together, and then we have a meeting of the minds between the men's panel and the women's panel. You know what I'm saying? Get a perspective from both sides. You know what I'm saying? And bring back homie that had the shorty only on the weekends. He was fire too. Shout out to you,
you
dude. Real talk.
Yeah,
you gotta bring him back. He was wild for the night, yo. But the energy was great. I love homie for that. Like, he was him.
That's how no judgment is supposed to stand, so that you can enjoy yourself and be free to talk and do as you may. And, you know, no one holds it against you. So, okay, one more question. What has worked for you in the past that you will carry forward?
What has worked for me in the past that I carry forward? Choosing nonviolence and communicating with my mouth instead of my hands.
Do you know your mom?
Like that I'm elaborate. I'm not going to lead with my ego. That was one of the shows. You smell me? I'm not going to lead with my ego.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that, because, like you said, that was one of the shows, and that was one of the shows from the men panel. And
yes,
when that ego contrived, I think that was one of the most vulnerable-listic shows. I don't know if that's the word or not, but it will be for tonight. Vulnerable-listic.
You're going to have to hit yourself with your old red pen right now. Vulnerable-listic. Wow. Okay. Okay. It sounds good. And rappers make up words all the time. So, you know.
That's right. The men came through in that particular show, and the men came through with such fire to do a part two just to continue, because that flame only simmered down, and it sparked right back. We had the same panel again, and we brought them back, and we had to do what we did. Yes, not the red pen, but thank you so much, J-Mac. Thank you for being part of the show. Thank you for your text messages. And ladies and gentlemen, half the time when I'm reading something and something slips out my mouth and I'm like, okay, I should have censored some of that. That's you.
My bad. That be me. That be my part of me. No judgment, though. But that be me. My bad.
From that lives in Delaware. But we love you for it. We don't even judge you for it. All day, all day. Well, thank you so much and happy holidays. And continue to the end of the show. You never know what can happen.
Facts.
Okay, before J-Mac came on, that's why I sang for you. the question was, what would you like for the LSO Treat Show to present to you in future shows? And we had this gentleman, how parents can be helping their children at home. he said that's bullshit, LOL. See, I told you all the messages that come in behind the scenes. I told you, see how fast that happens? But the gentleman in the group to answer that question, he said, how parents can be helping their children at home educationally, the mistakes that women make with men. We always talk about the men are always doing wrong, but women can mess things up as well. So those are some of the topics he would like us to dwell in. So it seemed like two of the topics would be good for a woman's panel. So I'm going to, you know, pay attention to that. So when I begin for the women's panel, we may address those topics. So if any of my women out there would like to be on the panel, let me know before I start choosing people. And also all my educators, I'm going to meet you on. And I'll probably do a panel on education. As soon as I know some educators in high positions, so if I can get them on, see how busy their scheduling is, and we can get that done. And yes, I can actually do that. I can present that as mask, M-A-S-K, squiggly D, and that can be of the women's panel because we have to interchangeably wear several masks with responding to those two topics that a gentleman suggested that we have. So we may have to do that for the women because, you know, we don't want to call it a women's panel because, you know, we have the men, quote-unquote, panel. So we don't want to do that per se. So what we'll do, we'll change it up. We can get the oomph, y'all. We can get the and let the men have the men panel, they barbershop talking, they bullshit naive, and you know, we'll get the M-A-S-K wiggly D, yeah, oh, I'm sorry, all right, gonna stop singing. What's something you'll do before year end that will set you up for 2023? Well, we had a gentleman put in better money management after the holiday season, and another gentleman put in, yeah, you know, a lot of times people go into new year, new me, this, that, and the third. I personally do not like that term, new year, new me. It sounds so cliche-ish, and what does it really, really mean when you say new year, new me? No, sometimes I'm still the same me, but I'm just an improved me, an advanced me. It's not new per se because it was always there. It's just that it shined some light on some of the things, and now it's bringing it to the attention of what's going on. So with some of the things that I'm going to do, and, you know, I started doing this now. And sometimes when you're setting yourself up, and not necessarily when you're setting yourself up for the next year, you could be setting yourself up for next week, the next month, or what have you. But one of the biggest things I did to set myself up, it was like two big things. One was beginning to get my credit in order. When I say credit, my business credit. So once I establish my business credit, then I will no longer be an individual. I will be totally operating as a business. And I learned that from Kevin Lewis of Promethean, that when you operate a business, you get more perks, you get plenty of benefits, and you get more as a business than you do as an individual. So once I get all of that squared away, I'm going to be ready to rock and roll. And also something else that set me up, excuse me, for 2023 is my latest book that I wrote, because now it's making me dwell into myself. So I can actually see, and it's full transparency. I can't hide from myself anymore. I'm going into my subconscious and bringing out things that maybe I knew, or maybe I didn't know, or maybe I didn't care to know, or I pushed it so far in my subconscious that I may have forgotten about it. But either way, to the surface, and now I have to address it. And again, once you get to the why of what's going on, you can better maneuver and make things right for yourself. But you got to do the work. You have to be ready to put the work in. Sometimes it becomes overwhelming, and I'm very much one to say it can. And what I used to do, and I'm beginning not to do it anymore, I would not write things down. And yes, I'm a writer all day, but I wouldn't write things down because to me, in my brain, the way I analyzed it, if I didn't write it down, it was not real. And when I say it wasn't real, meaning I didn't have to hold myself accountable for it because I didn't write it down. So there's no documentation. You can't prove that. You can't go in my head to prove that I did something, or you can't prove it unless you have it on recording. And you could have just did a voiceover with my voice in saying that. So again, you can't prove it. So now having to write things down and I see it in black and white, so to say, I can't get away from it. And I can't get away from it. And it's like, oh, wow, is this real? And now all of a sudden it makes everything real. It makes everything current. So it's like, ooh. So it's like, wow. But, yeah, those are, like, two of the biggest things that I have setting myself up for 2023. That's why they need the book, Looking Into the Mirror. Yes, you really, ladies and gentlemen, what I am doing right now is I'm promoting this book very, very much so. But also, excuse me, I have about 30 books, I think, maybe. Yeah. I'm not sure how many books I have left. But I need all of those books to get out of my inventory by the end of this week. Why? You can give them as Christmas gifts. And this book particularly, it's not just for you. It's for anyone. Anyone who can read and write, this book is for you. And when I say read and write, it's just simple. Simple questions is very, there's no big words being used, nothing that you may need a dictionary, or maybe you may need a dictionary maybe, or thesaurus at least. And you can do it at your leisure. Not only that, it's a good conversational piece. And in there, you have to have a conversation with someone. And when I was introducing the book, I was introducing, I was writing to introduce the book to others, but then my writing took a different direction, and I gave a confession, so to say. So the same way I opened up to you in the book, I ask that you do the same and open up to someone else. It don't have to be me. Don't have to be your best friend. It can be someone, but that's the way of knowing that you've grown and you took the book seriously and you got to your why. When you can conclude with opening up to someone, I mean, and if you feel that you would like to open up to me, it's not a problem. We can set up a time and we can have a Zoom conference or a video conference, or we can talk on the phone or however it is you want to do it, as long as you get it out. But once you get to that point where you can open up to someone, then you have truly got to the why, and you should feel much better afterwards. I received the message says, I am proud of you. Thank you so much. See, y'all gonna make me cry. I refuse. I am not going to cry. Thank you so much. I truly appreciate it. Said, yes, you must write it down. Yes, this is my big sis. She always tell me to write things down. I'll be like, nope. All languages, nope. But I'm now beginning to do that. So, yes, I did listen to you, and I knew it all along. And then she also put idea messages come any time of day and night. You're absolutely correct, because I have pen and paper throughout my house. Kitchen, bathroom, dining room, bedroom, on each side of the bed. And at one point I had on my nightstand, like, so many pens, I had to remove them. I had pens, I had highlighters, sticky pads, all of this stuff. And I also use my phones as well. So I'm suggesting to you to do the same thing, because it's very much, very, very much needed. Well, ladies and gentlemen, as y'all know, we are concluding, coming to the end of the 2022 journey. Yes! Y'all, we did it. We did it. Every Monday night from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m., it was me, you, us, we, our, having a good time in a safe space and in a no-judgment zone, just being free. And you know what? Sometimes that's all you need, just that space and opportunity to be yourself and to enjoy and not have any interruptions. And I thank you for this journey. You are riding with me this entire year. We have 52 weeks. I don't know if we did all 52 weeks. Well, I know for sure we're not doing next week, so let's say 51. So we may have done 47, because there was a couple of times I was either away or sick. So we got maybe a 90 percentile, but the years prior to that, we had 100%. Even when I was sick, I was on giving it to you, giving you everything that I had. But this year, the mental health days, you have to take them when you need them. And I followed those rules, and I began taking them. So we're going to say happy birthday. LSO is still celebrating. So what? Yes, I am. Today I am a day older, and tomorrow I'm going to be a day older than I was from today. So yes, I'm still celebrating. We're going to say happy birthday to Jaden, Danny, my niece and my nephew. Well, my great Danny is my niece, my great niece, actually. Happy birthday to Vanessa Santiago, Jeffrey Zeno, Dwayne Keenan, Goosey, Rhonda, Javon, Liza, Stephanie, Tanisha, Yellow Pain, Rudy, and of course, my daddy's birthday is on December 29th. Okay, y'all, we have TL is on the line. Okay, I see his number. Before we begin closing out, let me bring the chairman on. T to the L. How are you, baby?
Man, I'm good. I'm so sorry. I'm just seeing this.
How you just seeing this, TL?
Man, well, going through getting stuff ready for this doggone holiday.
Let everybody know who you are.
Let
know who you are, because everybody don't know who you are.
Hey, man, it's the Chairman TL, CEO of Lawless Entertainment and all of this entities. Hey, we got a lot of family coming in to join for Christmas. So, you know, going around trying to get stuff set, getting doggone rooms straight for people and stuff like that. I have been moving since about 8 o'clock this morning. Huh?
Wow. Well, I know you need a moment to sit down, but I thank you for tuning in the last bit of minutes. So before I begin to close out totally, what have you enjoyed about the LSO Treat Show?
Man, you know, for me, it's always the freedom stuff. I love the conversations. I hate that I don't really get a chance to check out the lives. I get to listen to the replays and everything. But I love that, you know, just the premise of Lawless Entertainment and Lawless Radio, period, was always for that freedom of expression, giving people the opportunity to talk about things, you know, that they really want to talk about. Because, you know, nowadays things are so watered down because people are so sensitive about, you know, different subjects and topics and things. But when you start talking about, you know, the sensuousness, you know, of loving each other, loving yourself, you start talking about the strengths and things that make you and things like that, you know, that build. And, you know, sometimes people want to turn a deaf ear to it, but there's a lot of people that really want to hear it. And you get a chance to see when you read the feedback and everything, you know. So I enjoyed that, you know, and I say it is much more needed. And I am hoping and praying with everything going right, we have more of it on Lawless Radio.
So what's one thing you want to leave with the Lawlessers for this evening?
The one thing that I want to leave, I spoke for some kids on Thursday, and I had a young man, you know, that was kind of excited about the things that I do, you know, being at Lawless Entertainment, Lawless Radio, Baby Al, Seductively Me, Lawless Adult, Seductively Me, Simply Lawless, you know, all of the different companies, you know, that I head up. And, you know, it's like, you know, the question was, you know, how can I do that? And you really don't have a question for anybody as to how they can do it. The only thing you can advise anybody is to get out and take a chance on yourself. Nobody else is ever going to take that chance on you. Believe in you. You know, no matter how many no's you hear, no matter how much, you know, people tell you things can't happen. When I opened Baby House here in Georgia, they said that, you know, opening a Chicago-style takeout is not going to do good in Georgia. We are now 8 years in business, plus the catering service, and getting ready to open another restaurant. So, again, don't listen to anybody tell you what it is you can't do. You know, and for the listeners, I mean, you got a dream. If you can bake, go ahead. Start baking for yourself. You don't need a storefront. When we started Baby Al's, it was a catering service out of our kitchen. You know, bake out of your kitchen. You know, if you can sew, you know, sew you some clothes. Do that out of your bedroom, out of your living room. You know, just invest in yourself. And, you know, these 8 years of being, I call it off the plantation, and that ain't to disrespect anybody, you know, anybody that's still getting up going to work, but being away from a job where I don't have to ask you to use my time. You know, my wife was ill for the week of Thanksgiving. She was in a hospital that entire week. I didn't have to ask permission from a job to stay in that hospital room with my wife the way I did, you know. So that freedom and being able to do that right there means more to me than any dollar that you can ever throw my way. So it's about finding a way to enjoy yourself, enjoy your life, and remain free. You know, and again, whatever it is you can do to make that possible, I said, next year, start it off, and don't be scared. You know, I get up in the morning, I brush my teeth, I look in the mirror, and I tell myself no. Tell myself, get the hell out of here. Tell myself, no, you ain't got a chance. That's the last time I'm going to hear that for that day and accept it. Anybody else? Nah, I don't accept it. I'm the goddamn chairman. There's more than one way to skin a goddamn cat.
Wow. Okay, a question came in. It says, how long it took you to get the catering booming?
to get that caterer honestly.
Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead. You can explain it.
No, to get the catering going, it honestly took us about 3 years, but that was 3 years to be comfortable enough. You know what? I won't even say comfortable enough. To shake the cowardice off ourselves to leave our jobs and go at it full-fledged. We were really doing good getting out, going and meeting people, office buildings, you know, going up, meeting the admins. If you're trying to start a catering business, go and introduce yourself to some of these admins, especially these office buildings, these car lots, because those are the people that actually do it. Take them out some food, you know, find out how many people they got in that office, you know, not all of them, but just that immediate team. You know, we would, if they got five admins up there, I'm going to bring you five meals. You know, take them up that five meals, give them your information and stuff. You know, hey, keep us in mind the next time you have an event and stuff. And, you know, we did that in like 3 years. We were really, really good, but we were catering everything around the jobs that we had. So me being off Sundays and Mondays, her being off Thursdays and Fridays, we tailored everything for those other days. You know, when we got the guts, you know, and the faith in ourselves to just say, to hell with it, you know, we going full-fledged. 5 years, it was good, and in 5 years, the catering service actually paid for everything we need for the restaurant, no loans, no anything, you know. So you can do it, you know, and, hey, I'm on Facebook. Chairman TL, if you can't get in touch with me, get in touch with LSO, and I will walk you through what it is. I'm the son of a Panther, and one of the things that was always beating me is the withholding of knowledge is the ultimate sin. So if I know, I'm going to tell you how to do it. Just reach out.
Okay, well, TL, before I begin closing out, I'm going to ask you one question. I'm putting you on the spot right now. If I was to bring a catering business to your establishment, can they take over for the day?
Take over the not the restaurant. Not the restaurant. Right, not the restaurant because, you know, because of insurance and things of that nature, the brick and mortar. But I could let you take over some of the jobs that we get.
Okay.
You know, when you're in the restaurant and you serve food, yeah, you know, the licenses and everything like that, you know, we got people, you know, that sell cakes and stuff, you know, and they want to get in the restaurant, and it's kind of hard, you know, when you start talking about that insurance. You get sick off of somebody else's cake, it's my head on the line and not that person's head on the line. But now, as far as these catering events, you know, the car lots and things of that nature, oh, yes, please, I would definitely set you up, introduce you, get you in there, you know, use me. I'll act like it's my food. You know, get in there, but ultimately it is you. I've done that for people. Again, I am not stingy with this success thing because I may not be the one to get to the top of that mountain. If I can help you get to the top of that mountain and you can reach back and grab some other people, then I did my job.
Well, TL, thank you. And a message came in. Thank you, TL. Okay, y'all, I got to close it out. Again, thank you so much, T to the L. Lewis,
yes, ma'am.
The CEO, the chairman of Lawless. This is the one who gave me my radio show. When I say gave, that's exactly what he did. He gave it to me, and I thank you so much, and I greatly appreciate it. Remember,
yes,
we will be coming
to you.
Thank you. We will be coming to you each and every Monday night from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So tune into Lawless Radio or lawlessradio.com, or you can tune in by calling 646-478-5209. If you're looking for a platform to promote your brand, call or message LSO at 718-666-1336 to find out how you can become a sponsor of the Lawless Radio LSO Treat Show. Lawless Radio started on the premise of TL, the chairman, with his vision and his promise to support your local come up. So if you want your music played on Lawless Radio, go to the website and submit your music. Lawless Radio supports independent local artists, and tonight you heard from some of them. Also, don't forget to support LSO. You can go to my website at treats, the letter N, thingsLSO.com. Come on, ladies and gentlemen, I'm trying to sell out of my latest book. It's called looking into the mirror, introducing self to me. Help me sell out this book. Tomorrow I have to go to the post office. Let your order be in the post office. I mean, let your order go out in the post office tomorrow. Come on, y'all. Patronize LSO. Also, D. Smith, he's not on tonight, but you can follow him on IG at getthis_D. It has been a pleasure spending our Monday evenings vibing with each and every one of you in conversation. This year came and went, and we are still standing. As the Lawless Radio LSO Treat Show promises to bring more transparency, awareness, taboo, educational, and more conversations, we hope you continue on this journey with us. We always leave you with hugs and kisses and love in abundance. And don't forget to look in the mirror and tell yourself something positive. If no one told you today, know that LSO and know that D. Smith, we love you. And continue on your journey. And we all can shine brightly in no competition of each other. If God's will, we will talk to you in the new year. Stay prayed up. Be careful. Stay safe. Hashtag my LSO journey. Hashtag love yourself organically. Yours in sweetness, LSO. Have a good night, everyone.